top headlines.
Patriots headed back to the Super Bowl. 24-20, the final over the Jacksonville Jaguars last night at Gillette Stadium. Danny Amendola, 2 touchdown catches in the game, but he gave credit to his quarterback afterward.
You know, everybody knows how tough he is. Everybody knows that he's our leader, and it's just it's a testament to his career, his personality, the man he is. And you know, not only is he the best player in our locker room, but he gets everybody else to play well and step their game up, and that's why he's the best.
290 yards for Tom Brady on the night. Patriots are headed to an NFL record 10th Super Bowl a week from Sunday in Minneapolis, where they will take on the Philadelphia Eagles, who disintegrated the Minnesota Vikings last night, 38-7. Celtics lost yesterday to the Orlando Magic, 103-95, swept during the homestand. Kyrie Irving, 40 points in the loss. That is a third loss in a row for the Celtics. They'll open up a 4-game West Coast road trip tomorrow night against the Lakers. Headlines are brought to you by Boston Area Campus of Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Get in the game. Go to gocsb.com for more details. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Boston's home for sports is on your phone.
Yeah!
Listen live and check out our podcast with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Lobs it toward Mercedes Lewis, diving far side. Did he make the catch in front of Chung? He did. First down grab.
They missed it.
On the Patriots sideline at the 31. Wait a minute. There's a flag from the back judge. It's a delay a game.
Prior to the snap, delay a game. Offense. 5-yard penalty. So third down.
He's not even looking at the clock. It was zero for a good 2 count.
Yelled into the left of Bortles, who stops the foot. Left foot forward, extending the hands, waiting on the snap, and he takes it. Retreats in the pocket. Four-man rush. Pressure applied. Bortles spins away. Roll it to the left. A flag on the play. He's going to tuck it and look to run. And he's going to be wrapped up by Adam Butler, and the rookie takes him down back at the 45. He throws downfield, looking for Gronk. Comes up, breaks the catch. No. Ball was drawn free. As Gronkowski was held initially by Gibson, and then got drilled from behind by a safety. And they're going to call the personal foul.
Good.
Unnecessary roughness. Defense. Number 42.
Go ahead, wave your arms. Cheap shot.
First down, lob down the left side for Cooks. He's ridden out by Boyer, and that's going to be pass interference as the ball lands inside the five. Shotgun snap, four-man rush. Brady loads up, throws a long ball for Cooks down the left side. That ball is going to be knocked in.
Here we go.
Is there a flag there?
Yes, sir, baby.
Defensive pass interference.
You stupid or something?
I'm as stupid as a stupid does.
It's gonna sound
feels
nice
good.
Out there.
It's all done.
Feels good.
We're at that mall.
Feels good. Feels good. Stupid Jags.
Well, I mean,
their fourth quarter was an abomination.
They crapped their pants.
They fell apart in the fourth quarter. Stupid Jags. You dumb team.
I don't look at them and call them stupid a dumb team. I don't.
Offensively, they were. The fourth quarter, they were stupid.
Yeah. I mean, there's too many times we came in on Mondays where there are some really dumb teams in this league.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
We
no.
Go through one thing after
you
the
other. You
can't
get to the AFC Championship game and get to the fourth quarter and have a 10-point lead and lose your mind. You can't do that, and the Jags did.
What was Tom Coughlin writing down the entire time, too? They kept showing him up in the booth, and he's writing things down. This is going on. This one had a temp. This one was a double-digit lead.
So I've got the fourth quarter game sheet from the game book, they call them.
Yep.
Maybe you've seen one of these as a fan. I don't know. In the media, we all use them all the time. It's just it's a packet. Our producer, Howie Sylvester, prints one of these things out after the game for me. Every game. It's like 100 pages long, it feels like. Prints one for me, D'Arcy. We all get the game books. Can't do it without a game book. Fourth quarter. Jacksonville with the ball. First and 10. 13:37 on the clock. You know what first down was? Ready,
run. Run.
You ready for this? Yeah, exactly. You know. See, you remember this now. And this is why they were stupid. First down, out of the shotgun. Leonard Fournette, up the middle
yep.
for two.
Yep.
You're going to recognize a trend here in a moment. Second down. Shotgun, pass, down the field, Mercedes Lewis.
Yep.
I'm going to skip ahead to their next possession. First and 10, out of the shotgun. What do you think they did there? Handed the ball off to Leonard Fournette and got a first down. Oh, look, another run.
Patriots are pretty good on first down, too.
Yep. What did they do on second down?
Pass.
They tried to throw to on that one. Hold on. I just want to double check. Was to Hearns.
Hearns, yeah.
And they completed that one. Completed that one for what do you get when you get 20 yards? You get a first down. So see, what do you think they did on first down?
They probably ran it again.
Oh, they went shotgun and handed it off to Leonard Fournette. Every single first down in the fourth quarter was entirely predictable. It was the same look.
That's where you're taking the game out of Bortles' hands.
They varied nothing on first down. Here you go. Here are your first downs in the fourth quarter.
Meanwhile, New England's
ready.
Flea flickers.
Shotgun, Fournette, shotgun, yeah. Fournette, shotgun, Fournette. Here's what happened on those plays. You ready? 2 yards, 1 yard, 1 yard, and a loss of one. Do you think they became a little bit predictable there in the fourth quarter? Do you think the Patriots, Matt Patricia, Bill Belichick, may have sort of started to figure out what the hell was going on? Like, okay, well, if you're going to show us exactly what you're doing on every day, fine. Thanks. Appreciate it. This is imaginative. Wow. You guys are really helping us out here. And then the biggest dumb mistake they made was that they had the ball back with 5:53 to go.
Yes, sir.
5:53.
6:34, too. And I remember that one stuck out to me, too. Like, you didn't take any time off the clock.
5:53 with the lead. Yep. Fourth quarter on the road.
Yep.
You've hung in here this long.
Yep.
And what do you manage to do? You have a full possession, and you took less than a minute off the clock.
It's terrible.
And now, if you weren't watching the game, you might say, well, the Patriots use any timeouts there? Nope. I'll tell you what they did on first down. Shotgun handed off to Leonard Fournette. Loss of one. You bozos. And then what did they do on second down? Oh, what they do every time on second down.
Incomplete.
Oh, incomplete deep down the field to Alan Hearns again.
Does that stop the clock?
Oh, gee, they're throwing to Hearns on second down again?
Does that stop the clock?
No, it doesn't. No.
Incompletions.
No.
Yeah.
And then another incompletion the on third down. On third and 11. Because they were so predictable on first and second down. They then took less than a minute off the clock. You clowns. What a clown show. You can't get to that point in the game and do those things. Tom Coughlin was probably viciously scribbling on his notepad up there. Yep.
Scratch tickets.
What is this?
He's either doing scratch tickets.
What are we doing?
Writing things down.
What are we doing? They did. They won the game for about like 48 minutes or so. 50 minutes. Somewhere in that range, you want to call it. The final 10 minutes.
They're going to be.
Final 10 minutes sucked for Jacksonville.
They're going to be sick when they see the film. They're going to be sick. When they sit there, how do we watch this fourth quarter and how do we talk to this team?
And I don't put it on their defense because I don't think their defense played poorly and the Patriots offense beat their defense to score late. So that's just competing and the Patriots got the better of them. So it's not like it was gifted to the Patriots because I'm talking about the offensive side of things. The Jacksonville offense and their wretched play calling in the fourth quarter and that horrible drive in which they took less than a minute off the clock is what opened the door and gave the Patriots an opportunity to go out there and beat that Jacksonville defense because that is what they did late. So this is not in any way taking anything away from this Patriots win. But you're just not a smart team, at least not offensively, based on that fourth quarter. That thing sucked. First down run. Oh, look, another first down run. Oh, look. Oh, I think they're running on first down.
Like, all you needed was one more field goal. That was it. Just needed a field goal just to build that to a 13-point lead. You had them by 10. Kicker was nails, too. I mean, Jacksonville did everything they wanted to do for at least three quarters, and then it fell apart for them. Like, how do you go back and look at that? That's what you're crying about. Like, you knew you blow it as a player, right? That's why you're crying. That's why Fournette's crying. Like, hand it to me more. I didn't get it going. I didn't get downhill enough.
So not only did they not move the clock, they didn't take enough time off the clock. They also, according to this tweet from Warren Sharp, the Jaguars had 6 snaps in the fourth quarter with a moving clock and the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Never once did they run the play clock to even 5 seconds. Never mind inside 5 seconds. Four of the six snaps had 9 to 13 seconds left on the play clock.
Killer.
That's really... Let's say it was 10 seconds. That could be 40 seconds that they just gave the Patriots because they weren't smart enough to let the play clock
Well, that's on the
down.
Quarterback, too. So Hackett, we all know Hackett called a pretty damn good game for them. So their offensive coordinator called a good game.
Not in the fourth quarter,
he didn't. Then it's on the players, too. And it's on Bortles to understand what the play clock is. This is why Blake Bortles is probably not going to be their guy of the future. Even though he played well yesterday. I thought he played really well. But not when you need it the most. That's what you get paid in this league, to make plays like that at the end of games, to put teams away. He didn't do that. He didn't. And that's why they'll be looking in the offseason.
The delay game came back to bite them. That was a bad one.
Killer. I'm looking at it. I'm screaming. Like, why they let him snap it?
You talked about the mugging of Brandon Cooks.
Yes. So I'm standing there and, give him chowder, and then Tony Baselli, who does the color for them. Oh, your guy's not coming back. Like, laughing at the Gronk hit. I'm like, yeah, it's cheap. It was a cheap shot. I'm like, what do you mean it wasn't cheap? He's standing there, and then he's taunting him after it. I said, the worst thing about that call, if he doesn't hit him high and he hits him square, there's no flag. Because there was no holding called. They're holding his arm the whole way down the field. He gets mugged underneath, held the entire way down, stretches, makes the catch, gets hit high. The guy went up to hit him. Helmet to helmet. That is a launch. He says, I don't know how else to hit him. You hit him dead square like Earl Thomas did for Seattle. That's how you hit him. Seattle took him out. That's how you got the collapsed lung, right? Boom. That's how the back problem started. He hit him square right in the numbers. It's easy. Simple math. Now, you want to pay the fine or don't you?
There's a lot of body there to hit.
Yeah.
I don't know how there's now no space between the knees and the neck.
I don't know what to do. I take the knees out or I hit him high.
Want me to hit his knees or hit his head? Well, what about the rest of the body? There's still plenty there for you to hit. There's still a lot there.
Earl Thomas took him out, knocked him out, hit him right square in the middle. So don't tell me you can't hit him in the middle. And Thomas is a lot smaller than Church.
Okay, so between that penalty, stupid.
Yeah.
And the Cooks
was mugged the whole way down.
Okay, the Cooks penalty on that drive, Brady knew he was going to get mugged and just threw it up there.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there was a chance he was going to catch it. I know that people love to give credit. Oh, he got a pat the Cooks sympathizers, right? Because that's now like a thing. Because, dude, you can't talk anything to catch anything negative about Brandon Cooks.
Sure could.
Well, people all of a sudden want to give all this credit for drawing flags. Like, that's the object of the game. Okay, I'll give you credit if you were actually going to catch the ball. On that play, he wasn't catching that ball. He wasn't. Was it catchable? Probably. Was it worthy of the flag? Of course it was.
Absolutely.
But that probably was not resulting in a completion.
I agree with that.
Brady hit Cooks dead in the hands down the left sideline.
And he threw it so early, too.
And he's fighting the ball so much that he dropped it.
Man, he put it. That thing brought down rain. That was a rainbow he threw, man.
Yeah. Rainbow up there, and he got the flag. That was a smart move by Brady, but dumb move by Jacksonville. That's 47 yards on that drive, and what was a monumental touchdown in that game.
Yeah,
huge touchdown.
So as you walk through it, I mean, there are moments where Jacksonville really, really crapped their pants, in a sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You got to do a full 60 minutes. You can't play the Patriots for 50 minutes. You got to do the full 60. They'll learn. CBS Sports Minute is brought to you by Audi of Nashua. Here it is.
Zolak.
A little bit of badass, a little bit of salt and vinegar.
Bertrand.
Sorry, I said that weird.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Down 20-10. Tom Brady and the Pats have come back. He drops to the knee on this, the 24th anniversary of the day Robert Kraft purchased the Patriots. Robert Kraft, along with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, have their 27th playoff win and their 8th conference championship together. And they're bound for Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis against the Eagles.
We got a lot of guys that really fight, that never give up, that know how to play good situational football. And I'm really proud of these players.
Coach says, it's all about our story and what this team can do. And we had to write our own story tonight.
And now we have to go to Minnesota and finish the job.
I'm going to listen to so much Prince this week to get ready for the trip.
I have to deal with those stupid Matt helmets. Purple. Hey, Jim, can you come? We need Purple Rain, too, at some point today.
Of course.
What other good songs do you have? Cream?
Million. Little Red Corvette?
Yeah.
Skull?
What?
All right, then. Back at it here on Zolak and Bertrand at 11:24.
We do calls.
Yeah, you want to do that?
Yeah, people have been hanging.
Because we got Read and React coming up next.
Sure.
So we'll get to some calls right now.
Let's do it.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Dan in Worcester. Let's talk about how loud it was in the stadium yesterday. Hi, Dan.
Hello?
Hi, Dan. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was there at the game yesterday, and I was just wondering, have you guys ever heard the stadium louder? Is it true what Robert Kraft said?
Or? I disagree that it was the loudest yesterday.
I think the divisional game against
the Ravens.
The building
literally was shaking that night.
The Amendola catch from Edelman. I felt it shake. I did not feel it shake yesterday.
Okay. Yeah,
it was loud, though.
It's just like this desire for people to be like, I was there and it was the loudest ever. No, it wasn't.
You're there in front of the crowd.
That's
you're the owner.
Said
you're pumping it up, man.
I'm sorry. There have been louder games at Gillette Stadium.
Yes, I agree with that.
There have. Yesterday was not it. The crowd very much came alive in the fourth quarter. But that divisional round game against the Ravens, you could feel the ground shaking in the building. And that's not like an old building. That's not like the old Orange Bowl or something. This building's 15 years old, whatever it is now. More than that.
02?
Yeah. 16 years old.
Mm.
It's not that old.
All right.
And it was shaking. If you were in your seat, you could feel the ground shaking. That's how crazy it was. Let's go to Joe in the truck on Rob Gronkowski and his concussion. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
I still don't fully comprehend the whole NFL concussion protocol. I mean, I understand there's some medical professionals on the sideline that look for like seven different symptoms of concussions, but to me, it just seems like a very easy and sleazy way to take somebody out of a game. Like, what's going to prevent somebody on the Eagles to go, okay, if I hit Rob Gronkowski in the helmet, I'll accept the 15-yard penalty, and boom, your best player is out of the game. Like, how come that doesn't happen more often? I understand it's a dirty play, but it just seems like a very, very easy way to take somebody out if you wanted to go that route.
It's a good question.
To prevent that?
It's a good question. I mean, maybe you eventually get to the rules like you can look at a targeting rule at the collegiate level, and that guy gets ejected automatically. Boom, disqualified, you're out of the game. So if you're Church, he continued to play in that game. So now all of a sudden,
if that was a college game, he would have been booted.
Yeah. Patriots carried only two tight ends, so the rest of that game is Dwayne Allen and company. And they're running flea flickers because you're desperate. For Jacksonville, it's a win-win. We'll take the 15, no problem. Take that guy out? Absolutely. For them, that penalty was worth it. To what the caller's point is. How do you fix that? Ejections. Automatic ejection. Targeting, launching, helmet to helmet, you're gone. That's how you eliminate those. That guy knows he's going to get ejected from an AFC championship game. He will not hit him that way. Again, Earl Thomas hit him correctly. So don't tell me it's either low or high. Like Church, what do you want me to do? You want me to hit him low? It's a dirty player. No. You hit him square. You're big enough to do it. That team hit hard. So don't tell me you're an undersized team and all of a sudden big Rob Gronkowski's bearing down on you and you don't want to get run over. Give me a break. The guy was extended, defenseless. What are you going to do? What are you making a face at?
No, I'm not making a face at you.
Oh, I thought you were making a face at me.
No, never.
God, no.
Tito in Framingham up next on the AT&T Fan
Tito.
Line. Tito.
Hey, how you doing, boys?
What's up?
So, a couple things. One, Zoe, is there any chance that we finally get the 56-3 Super Bowl we've all earned? That's my first question.
What is the question?
The
56. What did you say?
Is there any chance we can get a 56? Do you think this is the Super Bowl we finally get 56-3? Like, we never had a Super Bowl where it wasn't like hair racing.
Oh, you're talking about every game seems like it comes down to the last minute. To Tito's point, all the Patriots Super Bowls, always, they're tight ones. They're tight.
Here's my second question. Hardy.
Yeah.
Can we get Mike Tomlin trying to resell Beatles' car? Explaining the accident history.
Oh my god!
I think we all deserve that question.
I do too.
We had. Thanks, boys.
Sure. Right, I think that truck was in the right hand lane.
No, you've got to be talking up that it's only got... It's got minor...
I've got a 2017 Dodge Ram pickup. There are a few blemishes on the exterior, such as a completely caved-in roof, a completely blown-out windshield. The reclining seat was reclined to a point where I could remove a very large man from what should have been a deadly accident. The automobile is most likely haunted and will carry with it the spirit of a demon driver who T-boned the driver of the Dodge Ram pickup and almost took his life.
Spirit of a demon driver.
Spirit of a demon driver.
The blue book on this truck should be in the neighborhood of $60,000. It is not worth a squirt of you-know-what inside a Dixie cup.
We will not be transparent.
I'm still trying to sell it to you.
We will not be transparent on the price.
Yeah, at some point, Mike Tomlin became a little Samuel L. Jackson and Snakes on a Plane. I got to work on it.
Still starts, though.
Say what again?
Said there's no way that
say
truck
what
starts.
Again.
They still they were playing with it, from what I understand, to get it to
with
start.
The key or remote start?
It's got a button start. Yeah, and they really get in there, and they said it was once it was right side up, and all the oil flowed back to the engine, and everything was right side up. They at
so
one point
drivable.
Brought it to start up. No, not drivable, not drivable. But then the engine
they total that thing.
The engine would turn. The engine would turn. Is what they told me. Isn't believe it or not, the engine still fires up, man.
There is an odd smell to the interior where the driver of it lost control of his bowels at the moment of impact.
There is a bonus. The entire dash fully illuminated now at all times. Every light that's in that dash is on.
I can't believe it's those Hemis. They're something else,
Hemi.
Boy.
7, big engine.
Start right up.
Read and React is coming up next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Super Bowl bound once again. The Patriots defeated the Jaguars yesterday 24-20. Tom Brady, though, that first half, well, you know what? Focus in on the last two quarters because...
Yeah, we played a lot better in the second half.
Yes, you did.
We just couldn't get the drives going, and obviously it wasn't very good on third down. Yeah. You know, we just got into a little tempo stuff in the second half and played a little bit better. So it was great, great win. Happy for our team. And, you know, just a great, great game.
Pat's
so proud of all the guys, all right. Coaches,
sorry.
Everyone.
All right.
Amazing.
Okay. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off. The Pats will play the Eagles in the Super Bowl a week from Sunday in Minneapolis after they took care of the Vikings handily yesterday in Philadelphia, 38-7, the final there. Celtics with another loss. They ended up losing 103-95 to the Orlando Magic yesterday. First time in the last 15 games that the Magic have won at the TD Garden. Green have now lost 3 straight. They will visit the Lakers tomorrow night to begin a 4-game road trip. Headlines are brought to you by IBEW Local 103. The power of professionals. Power your next project or your career with the trained electricians and technicians of IBEW Local 103. Visit the103advantage.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Bertrand, you guys do a great job talking sports in the middle of the day.
That's what we try to do here on a sports station in the day.
It's true.
98.5, the sports app.
It's time to read.
With qui je collaborate, le nombre.
And react.
Bitch, keep messing with the wrong bitch.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
The blessing.
On 98.5, the sports hub.
All right, let's do it.
Ready to read and react, gentlemen?
Ready to do it.
All right, here we go.
We're going to the Super Bowl, and we're going to win that bitch.
React.
Okay.
That's not. Yeah. Is that necessary today?
Let's slide that in, Jim.
Jim.
Perfect day for it.
All right, let's go to
what other day are you going to do that?
The kid was in a big spot. They came back. All his fans were there. I didn't kill him for that one. I didn't kill him for that one last week, even though they probably had to lead their meeting. Prior to the game. Boy, did that affect him early in the game? No.
All right, let's start
with...
What
did he say after the game? I didn't hear much from him.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Was he quiet?
I didn't hear a lot. Pre-game of the AFC Robinson. Championship game yesterday, Robert Kraft sat down with the NFL Network. He was asked about the reports of turmoil within the organization. Here's what the Patriots owner had to say. Take it away, Robert.
How important is it to keep all those pieces together for another 3, 4, 5 years?
Well, whatever I can do, you know, in life, you know, the hardest thing is to surround yourself with quality people, even in a marriage, if it's your partner. And then having continuity, getting life is difficult, especially if you're doing things at a high level. Having continuity, keeping things going, you know, that fact that Tommy and Bill Belichick and my family have been together for 18 years.
So you're,
you know,
keeping the family together is what you're saying.
And the family.
People got to keep the family together.
Saying.
There's a lot of strong-minded people, but when you have something good going, everyone's got to get their egos checked in and try to hold it together.
And there's okay. The quote there at the end. Everyone needs to get their egos checked in and hold it together.
He's right.
And I'm sure he includes himself in that statement. He's not talking about Bill or Tom.
I mean, who's he really fighting with, though?
Specifically?
I mean, I guess you could say with Bill.
Yeah, I don't get the impression that Robert...
Do you get the sense that Robert...
There's a whole lot of arguing.
Like, he's all that angry about anything? Does he seem angry to you? Does he seem pissed off at anybody?
Robert Kraft, I would not be angry about anything at any time.
No, and he doesn't... I'm sorry, through this, he doesn't seem like he's mad at anybody.
No.
I think... Maybe Bill's upset with him, but he's not mad at anybody.
Maybe Bill's not even upset anymore. I mean,
he's not.
You know, it's going to take on another life.
If we're talking about egos, we're talking about two guys.
Sure.
We're talking about Belichick and Brady.
Right.
That's what we're talking about. Now, that's a little different.
That's a little different than
a blanket statement denial, isn't it? What Robert Kraft said?
No, we
got a little something there.
But again, it's different to have it like finally out there, but with the Wickersham piece or whatever else we've read about this, these are things we knew, but weren't necessarily said out loud. Now they're being said out loud. That's all.
Yeah.
This year,
the Super Bowl comes to Minnesota.
Yeah, sure does. Super Bowl's going to be there either way.
Jim.
Poor fans.
That's two,
poor
Jim.
Vikings.
Jim, that's two.
How much does it suck?
It's like evil Jim.
If you're a Vikings fan and your team just lost and now the Super Bowl has to come to your town.
Yeah.
Imagine if yesterday the Patriots had lost to the Jaguars. And then the Super Bowl was here? You'd be like,
oh my God.
Oh, what?
Yeah, Jim turned from the naked innocent boy roaming through the countryside, wide-eyed and just full of glee about the Patriots, to being a bad winner. That's what you've become with those first two clips, Jimmy.
These were pre-produced on
Friday.
They
were. Okay. The Eagles smoked the Vikings, and now the Eagles are going to show up in Minnesota. Like, wow.
All right.
That'd be like when the Patriots lost to Denver a couple of years ago.
That's worst case scenario.
Like
for them.
Peyton Manning shows up in town with his Broncos, and you're like, get out! Get out! Get the hell out!
T-Bone is to blame for these two. Or Babs, as we now call them. T-Bone. NFC Championship game. The Eagles beat the Vikings 38-7, as you know. Philly head coach
Doug Peterson.
Talking about his quarterback, Nick Foles. Ah, Foles.
My hat's off to Nick. You know, trusting in his ability, trusting in me as the head coach and putting him in, you know, ideal situations and play, you know, situations to be successful on the field. And then for the guys to believe in him. You know, he's not a rookie. He's a veteran player who's played a lot of games in this league. He started a lot of games. He had a Pro Bowl year just a couple years ago.
Hats off to Nick.
Yes.
For listening. Hats off to Nick for doing what I tell him to do. No, Nick Foles did play well. He did. He played
a good comfortable.
Game.
He's been playing well.
He looked like he was a starting NFL quarterback.
I think I think one of the stats out there is he's got 14 incompletions in the playoffs that he's had a chance to play in here.
Wow.
Tom Brady has 30.
Wow.
So he has, half less. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Productive.
I mean, he doesn't, when
doesn't
you look at Nick Foles. Don't you think that, Nick Foles
is
never going to be great. He's never going to be one of the best in the league. But isn't he a guy who's deserving of having a starting job somewhere? Somewhere.
You talking about Foles or Kaepernick? Wait a second.
I'm talking about Nick Foles.
Deserving of having a starting job.
As in a team goes into a season saying Nick Foles is our quarterback, not Carson Wentz is our quarterback.
Of course. What's his contract situation there with the Eagles? Can we find that out? And I wonder if he will be afforded that opportunity. After getting his team,
but
to
think
the Super
about
Bowl.
You had Sam Bradford too. You dealt him away. You brought Wentz in. Remember chocolate or vanilla? Howie Roosevelt?
I like vanilla and chocolate.
Remember?
It's better that he does chocolate second for some reason. I like vanilla and chocolate.
I have a whole Howie Roseman folder for this week.
Oh, my God.
I forgot how good the longer version of that little clip was. We haven't played it in so long.
We're going to go back and revisit that. The deal that Foles signed before the year was 2 years and $11 million. So he's got one more year to go.
All right. Moving on.
If you don't burn, leave me then, don't.
Nope. He better step his game up this week.
Nope.
What, do you think he's just going to go away?
He said his Jags wrap would be ready by Wednesday, right? So,
yeah.
Although, I will say, Foles has some weird thing.
Hold on, back up. His wrap about the game that happened yesterday will be ready by Wednesday?
He did it live on the air Friday, but the produced copy would be ready by Wednesday.
Well, which is entirely useless.
Timely.
Yeah. Entirely useless.
Jungalo, if you're listening, focus your efforts on a Patriots-Eagles
Right.
Rap.
You got 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Titans hired former Patriot Mike Vrabel as their new head coach. Here's Ian Rappaport talking about the hire. Rappaport.
This goes back to the relationship between general manager John Robinson and Mike Vrabel. From their New England time, this is a relationship that when you talk to people involved in the situation, they thought would make a lot of sense. Some thought this would easily be Josh McDaniels' job, but he's clearly too far down the road with the Indianapolis Colts. And what the Titans were looking for was more so than an offensive or defensive guy, just a leader of men, and that is really what Mike Vrabel has been.
It's a Nickelback song, okay. Leader of Men.
During his time as a player and during his time as defensive coordinator for the Houston Texans and other coaching roles, a meteoric rise for Mike Vrabel. But, of course, he put in the time as a player. Yeah. He built the relationships and now gets to be the Tennessee Titans' new head coach.
And leader of men. You're laughing back there, Jim. Jim's already laughing at this leader of men thing. I understand what they're looking at here, which is, why should we be overly concerned with getting a great play caller to be a head coach? How many times have you seen great coordinators make terrible head coaches? Oh, he's good at calling the plays, so he would be a good head coach. And it turns out there's a lot more to being a head coach than calling plays.
Yeah.
And it's about being able to lead men. It's about being able to run a program. It's about commanding the room and having everything, having a watchful eye over every aspect of the football operation. I get what they're talking about. I think that's smart. No, not Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin.
No, this guy's got a presence. Vrabel's got a presence when he walks in the room. I think, you know, that's part of it. That's part of it. You know, John Robinson, the history there, you know. He paid his dues, man. He went to Ohio State. You know, ended up going to the Texans, studied under Romeo, you know, Billy O. He sees the way Billy O does it. I think everything he's learned from Bill and Billy O and Romeo, it's going to help him. He's going to be okay. I think Vrabel's going to be all right.
That's it.
Hey.
His mother can't get it done. I guess I'll go get that money from the Patriots again.
Snoop-a-loop.
Snoop at the Super Bowl.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Hey, we got fake promos. We didn't get to them on Friday. Play them next.
Hey, sports fans. Time for the weird.
Zolak.
The wild. Bertrand. And the unexpected.
How's his butt look? Tight. It looks good.
Good.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Well, if you're trying to keep track of where the Patriots coaches are going in their next career stop, Brian Flores may not be leaving. According to Jason Lockenfora, the Cardinals were looking for second interviews this coming week. And they're now focusing in on Steve Wilks, Carolina Panthers coordinator.
Wow. I mean, how many actors?
Looks like Flores is staying put, or at least is not going to Arizona.
Interesting. McDermott gets the Buffalo gig. I mean, how many Carolina defense coordinators, you know, getting opportunities here under Ron Rivera? So it might be a he may be a year or two away, Flores. I think this potentially could help him more down the road.
Is he a leader of men?
Seems like it. He's got that Tomlin edge to him, though. You know, he's not loud like him, though, but very detail-oriented. You know, and you absorb
well, that
everything.
Means he's nothing like Tomlin, then.
Right.
That means he's nothing like that guy.
Sketchy on the details.
Yeah, he's tight on the details. He's detail-oriented. He's focused. Oh, that would be the opposite of Mike Tomlin.
Players have gone out of their way the last couple weeks to mention that he's the red zone defensive guy. Like,
wow.
Out of their way to say he coordinates all the red zone defense.
Well, that's the best part of their defense this year. Tighten up in the red zone. They can get off the field in the red zone. Can't seem to do it in the other 80 yards of the field. But red zone time is their time. So that would speak to the strengths of Brian Flores as the potential coordinator.
Yeah, I do the TV, and I'm walking out of there late, heading up to see you guys after that. And there's Matt Patricia and his kids just rolling around in the confetti.
I saw that in the confetti. There were some pictures of that.
Hanging out for hours after the game. You know, these guys are really taking it in. They're enjoying this journey. Just like Jim. They're going to be like Jim one more time.
Jim's soaking it all in today. We have fake promos from Friday. We didn't get to these because of Tom Brady speaking. So let's roll them. What do you say?
Right. Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Sean Grady, how we doing, sir?
Hello.
Wow.
Sean. Hey.
So what is your prediction, Sean?
No, Zo just pulled up a contest line. Let's go to Sean now.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That was smooth.
I didn't know that had happened.
But doesn't that sound like corny Grandy?
Hello.
It did sort of sound like Grandy.
Was that him or not? I was like, was that him or not?
Hello.
I know.
Pretty good. I'll tell you what, in real time, you wouldn't notice. Right. And Hardy didn't notice.
Wow.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You got a tough couple months coming up here. And we're going to find out really what this creeps team up is, on right? somebody once March hits. You know, going with Krejci or Seidberg one after the other. And you're going to. You know, we're going to find out whether you're gonna add it to trade. Not to say that it always ends badly, but where injuries creep up and cripple the team. Isn't that really attrition, though, that...
Zolak
what was that?
It's the worst question ever asked of Torrey Krug.
Oh!
There were two things
that
going
was,
on
I
at
know.
Once, though.
I was confused. Yeah,
Jim kind of had to blend them together because we needed to put 45 seconds mixed
48
into a promo.
Second
it was a 48-second question
Scott
to Torrey Krug.
Special.
Yep.
What was it about?
Don't know.
Don't know.
You know what?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because my mama ain't home.
Bitches in the living room getting it on.
They ain't leaving till
six in the morning. What you going to do?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, remember I came back last week and you just wanted me to thank you so much and appreciate you so much for having covered for the week?
With the music.
For keeping everything on the rails.
It sounds bad with the music removed.
You know how like you could... like
on the
like,
air, it was... a top six segment all time.
You can find
that
audio on Honky Radio. That'd be the channel that you'd tune into if you were listening on satellite.
Hearing Cattle's rap is unsettling.
He's very nasally.
Yeah. Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
They get something, a harder shell on the back.
Oh, like this. Yeah, sort of, but more up here today.
Hey, turn on Zolak and Bertrand. They're looking at thumb braces online.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Didn't need one. He was fine.
He just used a little tape.
Old-fashioned
tape.
Rigid tape, though? Was it kind of like that tape that doesn't bend?
You know who wanted to talk tape? Willie McGinnis yesterday.
Mm.
He was insisting that we talk about this tape on
saw Willie McGinnis sitting at the table there at the CBS scene. I'm like, oh, he looks pretty good. And then they show him on the big screen there in the stadium. Oh, my word. He's still a relatively fit individual.
Yeah, he's big.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he works out.
He didn't have...
the most intimidating guy I've ever played with.
He was the biggest hands I've ever seen in my life.
He was just, you know, he looked like, oh, here's like a big guy. Oh, it's Willie McGinnis. Okay. Yeah. But up on the big screen with the T-shirt...
You ever see that picture of Andre the Giant where he holds a beer can, a regular 12-ounce beer can?
Yes.
And it looks like it's a miniature. I want Willie to do that. I'm going to ask him next time I see him. I'm like, Willie, hold this beer can for a second. I want to see how small it looks in your hand.
Yeah, it'll look like a can of V8.
Yes. At Mr. Kraft's house Saturday night. So we're standing there.
Mr. Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
Robert's house.
Robert, thank you.
Was your dad's
AFC friend? Championship party. And we're standing there. There's this little table. And here's Andre Tippett eating out of a dish, eating sushi.
Oh, he's a big man, too.
And Willie's on the other side, and I'm standing between them. I'm like, you two are the most intimidating son of a SOBs I've ever been around. Like, Tippett You feared Tippett because you thought he would kill you. He showed me how you could kill somebody with two fingers. Willie, I've seen him knock people out. And funny thing is, like, when he sits down in a chair and Steve Burton does a slap on his leg, what's up, buddy? I told you, don't touch me. You touch me again. And they had to take me and put me in between. I'm like, don't touch him. Whatever. Don't touch him.
I love to see him at the buffet table. Andre, actually, the caviar is a garnish. You're not supposed. Oh, it's okay. Fine. You can take it off. It's good.
This is Willie said, don't touch me.
Yes. Don't touch me. Don't. I told you. I told you last time. Don't. And Steve slapped. Oh, come on. No. Don't touch me. Yeah.
That's not a man I'd want to cross.
No. Don't touch him. No. Don't. He doesn't want touched.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Maybe a buttery or a buttery toffee nut. Hardy likes nuts in his mouth. America runs on Dunkin'.
Are you talking about Dunkin'?
I am.
Dunkin' D's nuts?
Dunkin' D's nuts.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hour.
This morning, what did you ask Wallach this morning?
He likes the buttery nut.
Yeah, you like buttery nuts, Wallach.
See, there's no way of tricking him with that. You got to trick him a little bit. Ask him if he likes Wendy.
Yeah, but Wallach doesn't want to engage.
Wallach is very excited
to engage.
Wallach is very excited to head out there to do headlines out in Minnesota. He's all fired up.
Should be nice.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You rapping about the Titans, but we on to the Jags. You know, that expansion team dressed up in two-tone drags. Rags.
We can't do this.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's not like George the intern.
Not a bad line, though.
George was in last week, People's Champ. Always good seeing George. He's like 85 pounds now. He gained 3 pounds.
He's small.
Yeah. Diminutive.
Yes.
Away smells from like 180. Jacquard Noir and cigarettes. Every time.
Last one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And I'm wondering, like, do you think, in your opinion, is that 7 in the box, is that going to work against the Patriots?
Yeah, isn't that kind of weird?
I know.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Is that Danny?
He called back.
He called
back. That's him.
Danny? That's him.
What's his name?
Danny and...
That's Danny.
Malden?
Ken and Lowell.
Oh, sorry. Ken and Lowell.
I love that guy.
Do you have Ken and Lowell's What We Know Him From, Jim? I don't want to, one of the greatest calls ever. I just don't want to assume that everybody knows why I asked him. Isn't that kind of weird?
Maybe the greatest call we've ever had.
This is one of my top. Yeah, let's just call it what it is. Favorite call ever.
Walking around naked, 2 and 4, the showers, and isn't that kind of weird?
Talking about the White Sox with what was his
name? Jake LaRoche.
Drake.
Drake.
That's right.
Hanging around the clubhouse all the time.
So he called back while you were out a couple of days last week, and yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I know. Isn't that kind of weird?
And I'm wondering, like, do you think, in your opinion, is that 7 in the box, is that going to work against the Patriots?
Yeah. Isn't that kind of weird?
I know.
I know. Love him.
Seven in the box, running around, 2 and 4.
I want that guy to call every day. I might get tired of it after a while, but I mean, right now, I want more of that. I want more questions. I want more opinions.
Around naked, 2 and 4.
You've got your linebackers up. They're running the 2 and 4.
Isn't that kind of weird?
Brady didn't even use a brace on his hand yesterday.
That's kind of weird.
Isn't that kind of weird?
Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah. I'd say so. Willie McGinnis doesn't like to be touched by people.
Isn't that kind of weird?
Especially by Steve Burton.
Yeah.
Showers.
Right. Maybe he had a bad experience with somebody without any clothes on.
Walking around naked, 2 and 4.
Right. That's why he doesn't want to be touched.
Headlines, 90 seconds, no commercials. We're back with the Noontime Hour.